Hallucinatory confusion. Religion's 11th commandment is, "Thou shalt not question." Where does a thought go when it's forgotten? Religion is an illusion, and it derives its strength from the fact that it falls in with our instinctual desires. Where the questions of religion are concerned, people are guilty of every possible kind of insincerity and intellectual misdemeanor. Life, as we find it, is too hard for us. It brings us too many pains, disappointments, and impossible tasks. In order to bear it, we cannot dispense with palliative measures. There are perhaps three such measures: powerful deflections, which cause us to make light of our misery; substitutive satisfactions, which diminish it; and intoxicating substances, which make us insensible to it. The madman is a dreamer awake. Words have a magical power. They can bring either the greatest happiness or deepest despair. They can transfer knowledge from teacher to student. Words enable the orator to sway his audience and dictate its decisions. Words are capable of arousing the strongest emotions and prompting all men's actions. He does not believe that does not live according to his belief. It is that we are never so defenseless against suffering as when we love, never so helplessly unhappy as when we have lost the loved object of our love. The virtuous man contents himself with dreaming that which the wicked man does in actual life. The behavior of a human being in sexual matters is often a prototype for the whole of his other modes of reaction in life. Human beings are funny. They long to be with the person they love, but refuse to admit it openly. Some are afraid to show even the slightest sign of affection because of fear that their feelings may not be recognized, or even worse, returned. But the one thing about human beings that puzzled me the most is their conscious effort to be connected with the object of their affection, even if it kills them slowly within. When making a decision of minor importance, I have always found it advantageous to consider all the pros and cons. In vital matters, however, such as the choice of a mate or a profession, the decision should come from the unconscious, from somewhere within ourselves. In the important decisions of personal life, we should be governed, I think, by the deep inner needs of our nature. The intention that man should be happy is not in the plan of creation. Beauty has no obvious use, nor is there any clear cultural necessity for it. Yet, civilization could not do without it. Neurotics complain of their illness, but they make the most of it, and when it comes to taking it away from them, they will defend it like a lioness her young. Loneliness and darkness have just robbed me of my valuables. Love and work are the cornerstones of our humanness. Where id is, there shall